Despite some apparent good news in North Korea, Christians are still in fear. An Albertan pastor gets fined and censored for violating human rights in Canada. And the hope of mobility opens the door for the gospel in Thailand. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. North Korea has been removed from the United States terrorism blacklist. This comes after the communist regime released an inventory of nuclear plants and materials. While this appears to be good news, International Christian Concerns' Jeff King says it doesn't mean the country's changing, especially for Christians.
Christians in North Korea suffer incredibly. If you're a Christian, you're caught with a Bible, three generations of your family can be put in prison. So you would be put in prison, your children would be put in prison, and your parents would be put in prison.
Christians aren't only imprisoned, they're tortured and executed. Even though life's difficult, a remnant church remains. King says ICC is helping.
It's one of the most secretive places we deal in, so we tend not to say what we're doing, but there are Bibles going in. There is a church there. That's the incredible thing. These believers will pay the ultimate cost if they're caught, but they need our prayers, they need our help.
Prayer and funding are needed to help underground. Next, Canada's same-sex marriage and hate crimes legislation has had its testing in court. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Conadike says Pastor Stephen Boisson and the Concerned Christian Coalition were punished for a letter concerning homosexuality and sin.
The tribunal rules that Boisson and the Concerned Christian Coalition have to pay damages equivalent to $7,000 as a result of the tribunal's decision to side with the complainant.
But the sentence poses a question for Canadian believers.
He has a right to have these beliefs and to express them. So when this kind of a case comes where it's saying he can't have a moral opposition based on biblical beliefs, then the question is raised, where does the censorship stop?
Conadike urges prayer.
Pray for Boisson as he stands up for his beliefs in this way, that he'll feel the support and encouragement of fellow Christians in Canada who recognize that his case should concern all Christians, as it threatens our very ability to express moral opposition according to our Christian belief.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Governments still dominate the television landscape in the Middle East. One bright spot in the satellite topography is Sat-7 Kids, now 6 months old. Sat-7's Debbie Brink says they've been experiencing terrific growth.
In Palestine, that's been where we get the greatest number of responses from our audience, both kids and adults. We've created for ourselves a little bit of a problem in that we're having so many responses, we can hardly keep up with them, which is a very nice problem to have.
Because they broadcast the hope of Christ, they're providing a refuge for kids. Brink says that's what's driving their growth.
What we're attributing it to, I believe, is a real need for the children to have this kind of programming in the region. We are the only Christian programming for children in the region.
They're also shorthanded because of the response. Brink urges prayer for their counselors and their wisdom.
About 2 years ago, we had a counselor on the end of the phone who was talking with someone they thought was legitimate and wasn't, and they got arrested. So the counselors are there to answer the questions that kids and others have, and they are able to share their faith, but they have to be very careful.
Meanwhile, a beaming woman received her first wheelchair from a Johnny and Friends Wheels for the World team. This woman in Thailand suffers from cerebral palsy. She hasn't left her home in 32 years while her mother's had to work hard to provide food for them. The team shared the gospel with the two women and gave them a Bible. You can help provide wheelchairs for millions of people like them who would probably never hear the gospel without one. And applications are due June 30th to travel to Guatemala with Orphan Outreach and Mission Network News. For 1 week in October, team members will distribute backpacks and run a vacation Bible school for orphans and children who are facing extreme poverty. The people of Guatemala suffer from malnutrition, illiteracy, and violent crime. Pray about taking this opportunity to care for widows and orphans and share the gospel with many precious children. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available a copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.